It is an intriguing and inspiring story for those who have been planning to learn to speak English for a long time or long ago, but not started it, because we are obsessed with tackling the mounting burden and responsibility. Yeah, we are very much obsessed with the tackling the mounting burden and responsibility. We fall behind to hone our skills. Our plans keeps on surrounding with layers of frustration and anxiety. These causes our growth to be stopped. Yeah, so a story goes like this. There is a man who strives to grow and thrive his business, like everybody wants. But he doesn't get success. Since his idea to flourish his business does not work, he tries to understand that there is something that is causing an obstacle. One day, he gets to know about a wise man who solves entangled problem of people. Knowing it, the man planned to visit the wise man. He starts his journey towards the location the wise man lives. He wanders through the desert for a few hours and finally came upon a beautiful castle. It was there that the wise man lives. He reaches the castle and waits for his turn to meet the wise man, as many people are there to meet. After 2 hours, he gets chance to meet the wise man, and after a chunk of conversation, the wise man suggests that the man to take a round of the castle and return in 2 hours. Meanwhile, I want you to do something, says the wise man, handing the man a teaspoon that holds 2 drops of oil. As you wander around, carry this spoon with you without allowing it oil to spill. The man starts climbing and descending the many stairway of the castle, keeping his eyes fixed on the spoon. After 2 hours, he returns to the room where the wise man is. "Well," asks the wise man, "did you see the spectacular scenery that are hanging on my dining hall wall? Did you see the gardener? Did you see the garden that it took the master gardener 10 years to create? Did you notice decoration of my library?" The man was embarrassed and confessed that he had observed nothing. Likewise, the conclusion of a story is, as the man, he was fixed mentality, or he fixed his eyes on the teaspoons, that the 2 drop oil holding in spoon should not spill. And he wandered around beautiful palace, beautiful castle, a lot of things were there, as king asked, or as king asked him. But what happened? Ultimately, he couldn't see anything. Why? Because he was concentrated, or he was following the instruction given by the king, or focused on the teaspoon. Likewise, in this age, in this working environment, the whole time, even generally the time is like 9 hours or 8 hours, depends or vary company to company. We are obsessed with the work. In this work, we don't care about our personal life, personal time, or some enjoyment, some happiness, the time we have. Always we are overburdened, yeah, and our dreams are going deeper. I mean, the dreams or the plans keeps on surrounding with the layer of anxiety and anxious. Why? Because we don't have time for self-improvement, or time to see or care the dream or the plan or something happening when it comes to English communication skill, because my main focus goes on the communication skill. So what is happening here? A lot of people, they are struggling, their career becomes stagnant, or attempting, striving to thrive or to propel their career growth up to the next level, but it is not happening because they are not managing, they are not able to manage their time to learn or for self-develop or self-development, they don't have time. Likewise, they believe that, okay, I'll do today, tomorrow, but time goes on. They are always in the conformity mode in the office, try to make happy their boss, the management, the office, so that at least their job is secure. Yeah, this is one of the great fear that we have. And in this fear, we lost a lot of things. We are always in pressure, or that pressure ultimately gives us some disease, some problem, some illness. We don't know, but gradually we become the victim of such disease. So if you really want to enhance yourself or work on self-development, work on communication skill, so it is important, it becomes important for one to think, to manage, to dig out that where they can manage time, why are they falling behind to fulfill their opportunity, to fulfill their plan, because they know once the plan is success, they might get other opportunity. There are many opportunities in the world, but the problem is they need somebody, they are good at work as well as they are good at communication skill, because one of the obstacle, one of the great obstacle, major obstacle, is communication skill. You should be able to render your thought, you should be able to express your thought, you should be able to produce what you have in mind, to make somebody understand, to serve somebody purpose. Ultimately, the target of job is to solve somebody problem. And if you are able to do that, you are okay. Your growth will not stop. But still you are thinking only, you are stuck at some level. To go beyond that or to achieve that level, so for going there, you have to come with the English communication skill. Yeah, many people, they are experiencing this problem, or they are still planning, but they are not sticking with it. They are not making priority, or until unless you don't make priority, it will not be fulfilled, or it will not be completed, accomplished. So instead of fulfilling, instead of thinking, obsessing, come to the front, make it a priority, or achieve it, right? Because if you are voracious appetite or hunger to learn this, obviously you should make some time, you should save some time or get rid of that problem, because this problem is causing a lot of problem furthermore. It is linked with many things, right? So clear the channel, series, you want to get rid of this, so you have to work on this. So thank you and bye-bye.